This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hour number three, Sheriff Richard Max, our guest, a man of action. Got the Brady Bill shot down, Supreme Court. Founded the only widespread patriot sheriff and police organization that's actually having a big effect. He's our guest. I want to go to your calls. He wants to talk about the one-year anniversary of the Bundy Ranch historic event. We'll roll some of that video in the background. You can see the historic Feds surrender video at Infowars.com. We're going to go to Ross, Brandon, Tim, Mike, Mark, and others before we get into that. And Mark in Texas has a question for the sheriff. Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, sure. I'd like to ask, you know, you're a real patriot, and I have so much respect for you and all that, and what you told, what's said about your heart attack and all that, and not having health insurance. I'd like to know how, I'd like to make some kind of a contribution. I don't have a lot of money, but I'd like to make some kind of a contribution. I try to contribute to things like this and to...
Well, that's right. I mean, all the anti-gunners get hundreds of millions a year from Bloomberg and Soros to try to unelect sheriffs and stuff. And then people like, Mac, they just try to sell enough books to travel around the country and fund their organization. So just like we need people to buy stuff from us, you fund us, we will build an operation to attack the globalists. And we have. And it's the same thing. So where do people donate, Mac?
Okay.
I think we're losing. We've been having some feed issues there with him. So we're can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the caller was asking where people can donate.
Okay, if you want to do for the medical, there's a GoFundMe site put up by some friends of mine. If you want to help us with that, that's been really a miracle for us. Is GoFundMe.com/HelpSheriffMac. GoFundMe.com/HelpSheriffMac. That's been very interesting. You ought to look at that. But if you want to just donate to CSPOA, become a life member, or just make a donation, just go to CSPOA.org.
And I know I've been out to your place out in Fredericksburg when you lived in Texas for a while. You're a very humble guy, and you're running a big organization. And not even really paying yourself anything. So God bless you, brother. We really appreciate that. Mark, hope that answers your questions. Anything else you'd like to ask, Sheriff Mack?
Yeah, the other thing, Sheriff, is being a former peace officer myself, I'm very disturbed when I see, I've got to the point where I tell people I'm ashamed I ever wore a uniform or a badge. That's how bad it's getting when I see some of the things going around the country. But you give me new hope. You give me pride in having worn a badge. What I wanted to ask is, how can I approach other people? When I see a police officer, a peace officer of any kind, is there any way of approaching these people and saying, hey, man, you want to be part of the American people?
That's a great way. Yeah. I mean, if you had 60 seconds to break the ice, hey, there's a lot of patriot police and sheriffs now. Are you aware of the struggle for the republic? I mean, I think that's how I would open it up. What do you say, Sheriff?
Basically the same thing, and hand them either one of our CSPOA pamphlets, which we're right now redoing, and we can get you a bunch of those. So call me on the line at the CSPOA, email me or whatever. Alex's people have my information too, and hand them the book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. It's only 50 pages, real easy to get, or even better now, the sequel, Are You a David? Every peace officer in this country needs to answer that question. Are you a David? Are you willing to take on Goliath? Do you have the courage to interpose between the citizens and tyrannical government?
And the reason they're so scared at the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center of you, I mean, you're like their main enemy now, is because you are credible, you have a great history, you've been successful at the Supreme Court, and all you're doing is putting out the Constitution, and now hundreds of new sheriffs join you every few months, and police and others. We're talking about actual sheriffs, not just sheriff's deputies. And when there's so many of you now, they can't just target a few to scare everybody off, plus they can't scare you. And so they just hope that it'll all go away. It's not going to. We're going to talk to Ross, Brandon, Tim, Mike, and others straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Tunisian gunman trained by CIA and Gulf Emirate jihads in Libya. Once again, the CIA and Gulf Emirates are behind headline terror attacks. Now, the people commanding ISIS are publicly trained by NATO and the CIA. I mean, they just think we're so dumb. I want to go back to calls, but Sheriff Mack is our guest. If you just joined us, he's the guy that beat the Brady Belt at the Supreme Court. And has written a bunch of just amazing books, leads a movement to get sheriffs and police to commit to the Constitution and organize to defend each other when they're attacked for following their oaths. He's taken action. He's our guest. I want to go back to your phone calls here, Phil, and then Ross and Brandon and Tim and Mike and everybody else that's holding with Sheriff Richard Mack. But what do you make of it? Because it, as radical as I used to sound talking about stuff, now it's all come out, so I'm not that radical. Truth is, I was never really radical. I was just covering the truth. People didn't know about it, so it sounded crazy. But now it's known NATO funded al-Qaeda against Syria, and then they changed their name to ISIS. It's known Hillary shipped the missiles
up to Turkey to give them to the folks in Syria. And then she's asked about it in Congress, and she makes a joke and goes, a turkey? What do you mean a turkey? A bird? I played that clip earlier. Just the craziness of the president opening the borders and ordering the Border Patrol to give them vouchers and ship illegals in, and just all of it is so illegal. I think, what's next? I mean, more tyranny in a month than we see in years. What do you expect to see happen next, Sheriff?
Of all the subterfuge that you've pointed out and that I've pointed out and that you and I both have been assailed for, we look more prophetic every day, don't we, when we discover these things. But, Alex, the sad thing of it is we have only discovered and exposed about one-tenth of what's really going on. The dangers and perils at our border and the subterfuge and the corruption behind all of this that's going on internationally and at our own borders is 10 times worse than what you have exposed and what I've talked about.
That's what I always say, is people think I exaggerate, and later it comes out it's worse. If generally, as you know, in criminology, I guess things are usually 5, 10, 15 times worse than what you know. And exactly, if it's this bad and we know, then how much worse is it really?
It's a lot worse, and I believe that they don't care now what we know. They think they can get away with anything, and I'm betting that the sheriffs and peace officers of this country will stand and stop this. And again, in a peaceful, effective way.
Well, look at the conspiracy. They militarized, federalized police, start doing psychologicals in the last 20 years to hire thugs. They then protect them, take over departments. When they get in trouble, they federalize the department, which has followed the globalist programming. Then the police get hated by the public. They go into their own gang mentality. Their journey towards darkness is complete. You and I and many others are battling for that heart and soul of the peace officer. As Jack McClam would always say, tyranny will come to your door in a uniform, but liberty can as well. That fight is happening now.
It is, and we're really needing everybody's help to take that battle to our nation's police and our sheriffs. And it's amazing that we're having examples every day of sheriffs and chiefs of police stand. Chief James Craig from Detroit has actually said that gun ownership and gun owners has decreased crime in that once crime-ridden area that never saw a decrease in crime.
Chicago just saw a drop after a few concealed carries got issued, a few hundred. I mean, it's incredible.
It really is.
What about the fella in New Mexico you were talking about and others? There's all these sheriffs and police chiefs. I mean, we actually put up the Albuquerque headline, police chief stands up to IRS or sheriff does. I mean, this is really happening.
Sheriff London in Eddy County, where Carlsbad Caverns is located, he has taken a strong stand against the IRS. And he's the one that has somewhat fired the first shot on this issue. And we've already been talking about this issue with many of our sheriffs and our CSPOA staff. And we're going to make this our calling card. We've got to stop this. Congress won't do it. The president, of course, is promoting it. And we're going to do everything we can to protect the people of this country.
And let's be clear, when the feds show up without warrants, or the or the IRS shows up without warrants to grab a bank account or somebody's house, it's the sheriff's job. And by the way, it's been sheriffs in Florida and constables when Bank of America member got caught taking houses they never even had a deed to that were paid off. The sheriffs went and said, no, we're now taking your bank, and went in and were taking cash out of the registers when they wouldn't pay the money back court order, and so the bank finally wrote a check. But sure. I mean, that's an example of the police doing – they'll be loved if they started doing the right thing.
And I talk about Sheriff Tom Dart from Chicago, who isn't even a constitutional sheriff, but he stood against the big banks and stopped foreclosures in his county. And he did the right thing just because he saw an abuse. He's not on our list, hasn't been in any of our training, but that's what we're really after. We're after behavioral change from our nation's police and sheriffs, and he is another example.
Well, exactly, and sheriffs are under tremendous pressure. He's black. He's a Democrat. but he will give to ICE aggravated felons. He should be given all the illegals they pick up for even petty crimes to, you know, to be. But he's only deporting, you know, 10 or so a week, 15 a week, 5 a week. It varies. They're trying to unseat him right now with Bloomberg money in Austin because he would just take a rapist to be deported. I mean, it's insane.
And that's another issue. Sheriff Clark from Milwaukee, I call him my brother and friend, and you have also befriended him.
And yeah, show you.
Yeah, you know what? He's black, and he's a Democrat, and they called you and me racist, and yet Sheriff Clark has even said that. How do you call these people racist? I'm black. Did you know I was the only black sheriff in Wisconsin? And so these labels that they try to throw out at you and me and others,
they just don't like common sense and people coming together.
Common sense is right. They're against that. So, no, this is a movement that's taking hold, and we need all of you to get on board.
And get your materials. Well, we have the books available at InfoWarsStore.com as well. They're on your site. Take them to your sheriffs. Send them this video. We'll post this video by tonight or tomorrow. Wake up your police, wake up your sheriffs today. You know, a plan to save the police, save America. I mean, this is so serious. Let's go to Ross in Illinois. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey there. How you doing today?
Good, brother.
Good. Hey, I was calling in. I was listening to the 82nd Airborne guy say that this is a foreign takeover, and it's obvious. My big concern and question is I hear all you guys talk about, you know, they're going to, y'all, you're ready to die, take my guns and my cold dead hands. They are going to attack and kill us all. What the heck are we going to do to stop it? I mean, if we wait till they start shooting and rounding people up, it's going to be too late. How are we going to fight against the military? You know, they drop an Apache in with a couple of Hellfires, and it's over.
All right, let me stop you, Ross, and I'm going to keep the sheriff with us into the next segment to get to all these calls, and I'm going to come back to you, but let me just explain something. The county judge in Lubbock, a major city in Texas, they call him judges. He's the elected guy over the county. He's like the mayor of the county. He said they prepared the police with armored vehicles to fight the UN takeover and the gun confiscation. Okay? Texas judge warns Obama re-election could lead to civil war. That's because the feds came to him, and we've talked to him off air, and basically told him, I mean, the feds have been to these cities and said, will you go with us in a takeover? That's why these people are saying this. The military could not subdue Iraq and Afghanistan. I will assure you, with 180 million gun owners, if 1% fights back, that's 1.8 million people. We don't want to have a war with the police and military. It's why we're targeting them to wake them up, okay, right, to the globalist Soros plan. Do you have any idea? If 1 million combatants go out one time in a civil war and take out one operative of the system, it will end. You understand that, sir? I don't want to get into war making and special operations. I mean, I've read probably, let's not exaggerate, 30, 40 books on it. Everything from Total Resistance, you know, written in Europe during World War II, to what the Russians did when the Nazis came in, the rest of it. I mean, do you have any idea that if we actually fight, but that's part of the plan, to destroy the military and police during the Civil War, to bring in, after we're exhausted a year later, the globalist forces. We do not want to do this. We're going to beat them, too, if they try this. But then they're going to be using nerve gas out of helicopters and everything else on us. So we're talking about Hellfire missiles. It's going to be nerve gas and bioweapons. Okay? Nerve gas and bioweapons, sir, and starvation and the power being turned off. So if you really want to talk about how they're going to hit us, I'll tell you. Okay? And it's going to be hell on earth. Okay? And we're trying to stop it. There'll be 100 million dead Americans if there's a civil war. And I'm not joking. I'm sorry to be, we have the Sunshine Project documents on what the globalists are planning. Helicopters with nerve gas flying grids, killing everybody. And they don't need pilots anymore. They got drone helicopters ready. Sheriff, I'm ranting. Give us your take on what I just said.
Well, when the militia is called out, it is for defense. And we cannot do preemptive strikes. And I am still going to dedicate my life, my soul, my heart, my wife, my family to keeping this peaceful. And the sheriffs can do it. And the local law enforcement, county commissioners working locally, we can build the barriers, erect the barriers, just as Madison said we should be doing at the local level. And I think if we're so prepared and ready that there's never...
That's right. And if it all kicks off, then we'll have leadership that has moral authority already in place. But we don't want to go there. But I was telling you, we will A, defeat it, but B, when the UN force comes in, All the gloves are off. They're going to be nerve gassing people. And so I want the police to hear that real good. So if we fail, and 10 years from now, you're hiding out and getting nerve gassed, just remember you got warned. Because I'm telling you, folks, that's the plan, is to have a civil war where we kill the police and military when they attack us, and then they bring in UN forces later. Sheriff Richard Max, our guest, we're going to come back with him. Go to Brandon, Evan, Phil, Mike, and others. Stay with us. You can go to the website and find out more, and send the website link to every police department, sheriff's department, CSPOA.org. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
You can prevent being the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
This just in, the Washington Post. It's up on drugreport.com. Bo Bergdahl, once missing U.S. soldier charged with desertion. Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, the U.S. soldier who was recovered in Afghanistan last spring after 5 years in captivity, faces charges of desertion and misbehavior before the enemy, according to his lawyer. So there you go. going back now to Sheriff Richard Mack of CSPOA.org. Let's talk to Brandon in North Carolina. Your comment or question? Go ahead.
Not so much a question, Alex, as it is a comment. And though I do have extraordinarily a high amount of questions, what I'd like to do is demonstrate that while I'm on the air, I know I don't have the time to go and supply your audience, not that you're doing anything but this, but supplying them with the connections between what it is that is the topic today and education, because they
let me do this. Our guest is leaving us in 6 minutes. I'll put you on hold and let you spend a few minutes longer in the next segment getting into what you say connects the dots. Brandon, you sound like a smart fellow. We want to do that. Mike in Virginia, go ahead. You're on the air with us.
Hey,
Sheriff Mack.
How you doing, Sheriff Mack? Yeah, we have an election coming up pretty soon in this little town in Virginia. And I've tried going to your site a couple of times. It keeps coming up to some lawyer's site. At any rate, is there
CSPOA.org. Let's pull it up right now for TV viewers. Go ahead.
Okay. Is there a packet of some kind, just some kind of a packet I can get and give it to the sheriffs, the ones running and whatnot? Is there anything
else? I haven't named it a sheriff's packet, but yes, it is the book, Are You a David?, the book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope, and a copy of my Supreme Court decision. All three of those are $20. If you get a lot more, we have, of course, volume discounts. But yes, those are that is the sheriff packet.
Okay, well, as far as $20, I'm so broke I can't pay attention right now.
I understand. You can find online Operation Vampire Killer 2000 by Jack McLam and print it off. And if you read it, it's like prophecy. It all came true. So you can also just email the sheriff's departments and tell them go to CSPOA.org.
Yeah, and if you can't afford it, I'll send it to you.
Absolutely. All right, caller. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Let's talk to Phil in Pennsylvania. You're on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep, sure can.
Hi, Alex. I've been a listener and a supporter of all the show and the products. Also wanted to just basically touch on just some of the key things that I've noticed from what you said to come through. I don't want to take too long here. It's just as far as people, need to be awake and have themselves, getting their supplies so they're not left out with no food, no water. If you don't take care of yourself and your family, you can't expect everyone else.
And sure, nothing may happen this year. We hope not, or nothing in 5 years. But the globalists are digging in like it's the end of the world. They want us to be not self-sufficient, dependent. We need to be somewhat self-sufficient and dependent. That's a great point. Sheriff Mack, comments on what he just said.
Yeah, and I want to make sure that the last two or three callers go to our website so you can hear the speech by Stuart Rhodes, a good friend of yours and mine, from Oath Keepers, the director of Oath Keepers. He spoke at our convention this past September, and he nailed all of this right on the head. And so get his speech off of our website at CSPOA.org. There's the site. You just showed it. It is working. It's up. And so, yeah, you want to hear that speech from Stuart Rhodes regarding the military problems that we're facing and the forcing of our peaceful citizens into violence. But anyway, his speech nails it. It's the best speech I've ever heard Stuart give.
Absolutely. I want Phil to have another comment, but I wanted to ask Sheriff Mack this question before he's got to go. The story on Infowars.com, Feds preparing to invade Texas, list state as hostile. Notice the conservative area of Southern California is listed, Utah and Texas, and they say treat this as hostile. They're trying to poo-poo that now. Why would they list, and we know in all their manuals they list libertarians, veterans as the enemy, why would they list Texas and Utah?
Because they're the two most conservative states. that's pretty funny that they coincidentally are. That makes me want to move back to Texas or Utah. I've lived in both states, and you know what? The spirit of freedom and independence reigns in both states, and that's exactly how every state should be.
Well, it shows the disconnect up at Homeland Security with all these former weathermen and people that admittedly basically run the show, that they think giving the military maps listing Texas as the enemy, and last year it was even on Fox News bad-mouthing the founding fathers and saying George Washington wouldn't be welcome in today's army, all that does is wake people up. It shows that disconnect, that arrogance.
Yeah, it really does. And, remember the Alamo? That's still the cry in Texas. And they were already talking about secession, and boy, that's looking more and more profitable.
Phil, I'm going to come back to you, and I'm going to come back to Brandon and everybody else, so just stay there. We'll be able to finish up. Sheriff, great job, CSPOA.org. You're really a thorn in the side. I want to thank everybody that's supporting you and all those other great sheriffs and police officers that are a member of your organization. More should join today and put their name on the Declaration of Independence. That's pretty much what you're doing when you join the organization. It's putting your John Hancock on there for King George. All right, folks, we'll be back with a bunch of breaking news, your phone calls, and more. I'm Alex
Jones. On the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Build a free world to see humanity go to the next level. I don't want to be an NBA player. I don't want to be a movie star. I want to see humanity soar. We now take you live.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, I want to go to Brandon to finish up, Phil to finish up, Evan, Tom, Mike, and others. And I want to hit some other news we haven't gotten to yet. There's a lot of it breaking at Infowars.com right now. But I want to just really calm down for a moment, stop myself, and just assess where we are, where we know we are. when I would drive down when I was a little kid from Dallas to see my grandparents here in Austin, my mom's folks, I knew I was in Austin when I saw the UT Tower and the sports stadium. When you're driving into D.C., you know you're there when you cross the Potomac and you see all the monuments. We know what tyranny looks like. Warrantless wiretaps, open borders, dictatorial federal government, IRS taking old ladies' bank accounts, no warrant, no proof. The government persecuting people for their political beliefs. The government funding radical terrorist organizations. The government power grabbing everything. The government signing us on to 2+ global quadrillions. That's hundreds of times all the real money in the world. I mean, it's crazy. It's absolutely insane. And because of technology and prosperity, evil is being able to grow in parallel to freedom to the biggest it's ever been. Because normally there was such little energy and little food in cultures, and I've studied it from an anthropological view, that if there was a little bit of tyranny, it would hurt prosperity so much society would just fall apart. But Karl Marx was right when he said that production would go up so high that the state would wither away because you wouldn't even, you know, need workers anymore. Except the eugenicists go further. They say, yeah, we're just going to get rid of people. So the state's withering away because a new state's rising, the technocrats. You're like, what do you mean it's withering away? The state's getting bigger than ever. Well, the power is being transferred to the SPP, the NAU, the Pacific Partnership. I mean, that's in the news now, and no one's allowed to read it. But leaks of it show it's just so draconian, I can't even believe it. That's why Congress is passing all these unconstitutional laws. It's why there's all this power grabbing going on by bureaucracies outside of law, because they have to get it lined up with the treaties. And then our politicians graduate to the global government level. They're now all over Europe appointing leaders of countries like Italy. Benito Mussolini was elected. Adolf Hitler was elected and became dictatorial afterwards. Well, Mussolini actually marched on Rome and stuff, but then they had a quasi-election. He was a dictator from the start, but Hitler was elected. And then they abolished the presidency and the chancellorship and simply had the Führer, which means the leader. By any historical measurement, we are, let's say you're not supposed to push a car up past 7,000 RPMs. They've pushed the RPMs up to 20,000 on the tyranny scale. There has never been tyranny like this. But parallel, there's still a lot of freedom. And they do that for one reason. They want to pick people off slow. They don't want to have an open fight. They want to do it incrementally. And they want to keep some of the prosperity there as a opiate, as a stunning effect. People look around, they go, hey, I've got a full belly. I can buy all the beer I want. And, you know, sure, I'm not making as much money as I used to. Sure, my kids are on drugs. Sure, the culture's falling apart. Sure, I'm, you know, half our neighbors have brain tumors and, you know, whatever. But I'm okay. The people are just kind of comfortable easing into hot water and slitting their wrists, basically. But it's coming to an end very soon. That's why you see the system running around like chickens with their heads cut off, getting ready, and just demonizing anybody that wants to be free. And all the stupid collectivists whose identity is hating white people or hating black people or being a feminist or they're just fools living on the end of America. And when it all goes down, they're going to organize into piranha-like formations. You can already go to pretty much any Democrat and say, I want to put gun owners in forced labor camps. They'll say, yeah, I'm sick of them. Let's do it. You've seen it in Austin. You've seen it in California on video. We're not editing this. We're showing you everyone that's interviewed, and half of them will say, put gun owners in slave camps. The others go, well, yeah, maybe if Obama wants it. Maybe one person out of 10 is against it. And they'll go, are you nuts? Are you crazy? Hey, we want to abort children up to age 5. Obama says it's good. Oh, yeah, we need to kill children up to age 5. It's for Obama. And then one woman goes, oh, my God, starts crying. What are you talking about? This is crazy. Kill children. That's a normal person. But see, the liberals are all going, look at her. She didn't want to kill babies. She's not liberal. See? They have no rudder. They have no compass. They have nothing. They are nothing. They've had their souls taken already. And when the hammer drops, 90% of this country was self-sufficient or somewhat so in the 1930s, in the Great Depression. Now, 10% are rural. National studies, look them up. Half of those are self-sufficient. 5% self-sufficient versus 90%. 7 million people. Look up the university studies. Type in university studies. 7 million died in the Great Depression from malnutrition, illnesses, association with malnutrition. 90%, 7 million died. And the population was only about 180 million then. Look at the demographics. We have another depression. Hell will open. Why do you think the Marines and the Army trained to mow down zombies in drills for the last 6 years? Because they got in trouble mowing down the general public wearing John Deere hats. That was the uniform, John Deere hat, country outfits, when they were coming to take over farms and the drills. There it is, researcher. Famine killed 7 million in the U.S. during Great Depression. Oh, man, it's bad. Man, we are sitting on top of a giant TNT case with a bunch of gremlins running around, flamethrowers beneath us. And I'll just be honest, like Joe Biggs said, he's standing here till the end. I've committed to do it. I'm going to do it. But, man, my flesh just says, get out of here. Get out of the country now. My flesh says, man, get down to the middle of nowhere. Go to New Zealand. The elite are all moving there for a reason. They're going to leave that as a safe harbor. But you know what? I believe the blessings of God and my providence will leave me if I cower and leave. And I want to stay in the fight. It's what God wants me to do. And so I just am putting my kids down on the table, myself, my treasure, my name, everything. And I just put it in God's hands and turn it loose. But, man, folks, for new listeners out there and everybody making jokes over at Vice and Army Times and everything else, my God, you heard all those soldiers call in who were in, you know, secret drills to basically sniper American citizens and all the corruption. I mean, do you have any idea what the real special forces people are up to? It's horrible. Do you have any idea how evil this government is? No, you don't. And so you just make jokes about it. This is not a Will Ferrell movie. Everything's not a joke. And the reason you're so empty and so unhappy statistically is because you live lies, and your subconscious brain doesn't like lies, and it doesn't like you. Your conscious mind, your ego, all the bull, your gut doesn't like you. And you're going to be a horrible enemy when things collapse by design. You are going to organize into a giant throng of mindless scum like locusts to come eat the flesh off my bones and any other producer's bones, you miserable, trashy, stupid, foolish people. But then I have to pity you because you were set in front of the television from birth in your diapers, your crap-filled diapers. You weren't breastfed. Your brain's a third smaller. And you're just drooling, servile minions, wraiths. You never had a soul. It was all sucked out of you from birth. And you're just a wreck. And I don't say that with pleasure. I'm telling you, I feel myself like a pile of dog crap. I don't think of myself as special. But I look at you, and I just see miserable, sad, disgusting people. Is there any spark of reason left in you? Is there any honor left in you? Is there any courage left in you? My God, for 25 years, they've been growing babies and cows. For 20-plus years, they've had glow-in-the-dark dogs you can buy that are part jellyfish. For 20 years, they've been growing open-air HIV corn in Texas, Protegen. You know about pharmacological corn? We're not in Kansas anymore. We're not in Mayberry anymore. I said I'd go to your phone calls. It's just so sick. My God, how do they get the IRS in the hearings last month? They admitted 30-plus thousand people who'd done nothing criminal wrong, who simply had small businesses like hot dog stands, would deposit the cash. Where are you supposed to put it? It's illegal, they say, if you keep it. Illegal if you deposit it, even pay taxes on it, and then use it. They just want to steal everything. And then they have actual IRS agents that will sit there and take old ladies' retirement. The woman had $30,000 in the bank, all after tax. They just took it. And nobody's going to help her. Hell, they'll euthanize her butt as soon as they can. If she gets sick, suck all the money out of her account. I want to get that woman on, by the way. I just think about these people. I just think about the things they do. Just, they love it. They love evil. They love hurting people. They love it. And they hate us. They hate middle-class houses and swimming pools and our good-looking kids and our good-looking wives and your good-looking husbands. They hate prosperity. They hate our strength. They hate our will. They hate real men. They hate veterans. They hate us. They are filth. Feminists say don't be bossy and don't use the say feminist or bossy. Well, don't clap. Boys should be made to sit on the toilet so they're not different from girls. I mean, what a group of sick freaks. How their whole world's about how men kept them back. When men and women are the species, you idiot. Oh, my gosh. They teach women and men that struggle is about fighting other people because they're different color or because somebody's a man, while the globalists literally poison the water supply and write books how they do it to lower our IQ and reduce fertility. The White House science czar wrote a book. It's free online. I got a copy of it in the other studio, EcoScience, where they lay out the whole social engineering plan and adding things in the water like fluoride. And then we have hundreds and hundreds, I say hundreds, thousands of studies. And they love the fact that we're brain damaged. They love the fact that it fries our body. They love it. They enjoy it. They sit up there. And they think it's funny. I'm going to go to your calls. I'm not going to belabor this. We need funding. We have all these other activists on that are under attack for you to support them. We appreciate you as well. It's always the middle class or poor people that buy products and donate. It's never the rich men, very rarely, which is just foolish. Those of you out there that have the means really should tithe to InfoWars.com and go and buy incredible high-quality water filters, revolutionary supplements, revolutionary clothing, made in America, you name it, InfoWarsLife.com, the new winter sun, proprietary vitamin D. We don't just say give us a donation like NPR. We just say buy the products. Believe in us. And you have. And I want to thank all of you that have supported us. 30% off DNA Force. Got the lung cleanse. We've got just all of it. InfoWarsLife.com. I'm not going to sit here and belabor it. Supplies will run out in the next week at current sales volume of winter sun. It'll be 4 to 6 weeks till we get more in. Now we know it's very popular. We'll have more. Next time it won't sell out so easily. But we always gauge a new product. It'll be sold out by next week at current rates. Winter sun available at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. All right, I want to go back to Phil, but I want to go back to Brandon first because he wasn't on topic talking to Sheriff Mack. Brandon, you wanted to talk about, don't preface it because we're short on time. Just tell us, connecting the dots. Go ahead.
Well, it is like you said, Alex, where is the modicum of reason in today's audience? Where is the modicum of reason in the United States today? Where is reason per se? Where is reason at all? You speak to a Christian audience, but I speak to your audience much broader than just those who believe that God is reason. And by God, I mean the Word. As John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That word translates logos. From logos, we get logic. From logos, we get reason. And where is reason? Where is that modicum of truth? Where is that common sense audience that stands firm and says, where the hell is the reasonable argument? And whatever they're doing out there, it can't be, it cannot be, to those of us who are listening to what it is that you're saying daily, that there's anything reasonable. What I wanted to touch on when I called originally wasn't just logos in the biblical sense, but logos in the very secular sense. Where's logic? Where's reason? Where did it vanish to? Did it disappear? Did it just die? How can it die? We're still alive, and so if we're still alive and we're made in the image of God, then God must very well be alive also. I called because I wanted to touch on education because it ties back into what it was that you were saying earlier. I don't want to go into it in any specific way, but I wanted to say this. Last year, I was accepted into the University of North Texas, and I was told that I was nominated for the Robert B. Toulouse Fellowship, and I was given a teaching fellows. I don't say that because it's something that I want to brag about. I want to say it because I'm a PhD I'm accepted for a PhD in art education, but art is media, and media has the power to tell a message or to tell a story. And if it's going to tell a story, then it needs to be a logical story. It needs to be a reasonable story. A reasonable story, and that is logic or logos, that is from God, it needs to be reasonable. If you're going to promote something, ladies and gentlemen, listeners of Alex Jones, listeners of the Word, that is the Spirit of God, then by all means, be reasonable. Don't be infected by the narrative that is being put out by the
status. Well, sure, that's what they do. That's why they put out diseased art, diseased culture, it's declassified, is to create mental illness. The system is there to ship drugs in to get you on drugs, prescription and illegal. The system is there to make you mentally ill and confused. They put chemicals in the water to screw you up. Then they build industries around countering the problem, which only get you deeper into it. It's the Hegelian dialectic of problem, reaction, solution, of making money off all points of the compass. But making the money is only to control the energy symbol so that you can dominate the entire culture. Appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. But you're right. We have lost logos. We have lost logic. And people now have evil logic. The mental illness with Crime Stop is what George Orwell called it, to be able to have two different ideas simultaneously. That's why people say, oh, look at Alex's documentation. He said Brigade Homeland's taken over. Their mission ended 3 years ago or whatever. And, of course, it was reauthorized. But they'll just play some game going, look, this article said it was a one-year tour. Hoping people don't know how that works and just playing semantical games like Bill Clinton did, saying it depends what the word is. They want a world of brain-damaged zombies.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid in regular and extra strength. Our Silver Soap, made with all natural organic ingredients, leaves your skin clean and refreshed. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog. 844-USE-SILVER. Or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only One Silver Solution.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free Everstrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. Saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Attention Alex Jones listeners, when you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-562-5136. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-562-5136. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-562-5136.
You've heard about Numana, true American pioneers in healthy GMO-free storable foods. Great tasting meals with no MSG, soy, or chemical preservatives. No high fructose corn syrup or aspartame, and gluten-free options. Plus superior 25-year shelf life and good enough to eat now.
But have you heard this?
Numana is so confident in our quality and taste, we'll give you $50 just to try it out. Call 888-597-0775 or use coupon code RADIO at checkout. GMOfreefoodstorage.com. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Many times been bitten,
do overdrive because I've got to go to a meeting. So I'm going to try to jam in as many calls as I can right now. Sorry I belabored the point earlier, just mourning the evil rise that endangers everybody. I mean, these globalists are a bunch of abortion-loving, eugenics-loving murderers that put the military on do-not-treat list, and nobody got in trouble. It's just the documents came out. They put them on list to kill them. And they went, oh, it's just an accident, and nothing stops. I mean, it's sick. Tom is a retired police officer. What's your take on solutions to trying to save the country?
Well, I'm sorry I missed the opportunity to thank the sheriff and to wish him and his wife well. I'm certain, like the other officer that called earlier, who was feeling less than prideful in his former profession, as am I at times, that the sheriff is inspiring both of us as well as millions of other police who feel the same way. I hope he's listening so that he can hear that. I believe that those of us who really want to see the nobility and honor brought back to policing, we'll see that day come. And I think the sheriff will play a large role in that, as well as other people of his ilk. What I did want to say, though, for young officers that are out there, and there's still a lot of good ones out there, you know, at first contact on the street, you're always taught in the academy, the uniform rules the day. And there's no exceptions to that. As a uniformed officer on your beat, you have the right, and in fact, you're duty-bound by your sworn oath to demand identification from any outside law enforcement individuals, regardless of who they are, FBI, DEA, ATF, whomever they claim to be. And until you're satisfied and comfortable with who they are, your investigation is not over. And that's up to and including requesting picture ID, demanding proper credentials, names of their supervisors, search and seizure warrants. I've confronted federal agents who claim to have search and seizure warrants. They don't. They don't even have the information. And if they can't provide the proper information so that you're comfortable, that they're credible in your mind, you have every right, and again, you're duty bound to order them to cease and desist their activity.
That's right. And then things like this giant Jade Helm exercise in 10 states, quote, with military in plain clothes doing suspicious things, is about completely destroying that line of jurisdiction. They admit they've gotten rid of posse comitatus, and then now they're just trying to deny this is going on. What do you think all of this accelerated power grabbing is about?
Well, I think it's just that. I think it's a power grab, just like Animal Farm. Power, indeed, it does corrupt. And the more power that these individual agencies gain, the more power they want. And, you know, there's really nothing new under the sun. When I talk about federal agencies, I'm not talking about them against local agencies. You have good and bad, and in each jurisdiction, you'll find that you'll have fantastic, God-fearing, good men and women in every federal agency.
And doesn't it seem to be a nest, though? It's like either a nest of good guys or a nest of bad guys. It's like it's just different nest.
Oh, absolutely. Sure, they'll congregate, but it doesn't. You can't look at any one individual agency and say that's where they've all congregated. You've got little enclaves within each and every agency. And really, you know, I look at the times that we're in now as an opportunity to really ferret out.
Absolutely. This is the animating contest of liberty. God bless you. 5 minutes overdrive. I got to do it to talk to Seth in Michigan. Bill Ayers was at their campus. I got to hear this. Overdrive. I can't help it. Got to do it. Infowars.com, folks. We love you.
Network. aging start at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.